The parasha in Perek of Dalad. Pasuk says, "Vayar Bilam ki toy bein Hashem levarach es Yisrael." Well, halach kipam bepam echta twice. Bilam trying to be makalak Klal Yisrael. So he decided he's going to go with the new mahalach. The next pasuk says, "Vayisa Bilam es einov." Vayar es Yisrael sheichin l'shvata v'tiel lav ruach alikim. Tried a third time, and it's before there was a hagdama that the Chaim Hakadosh is masber. It says, "If Bilam raised his eyes, what does it mean to raise his eyes?" The Chaim HaKadosh explains that he came to be Mekalo Klal Yisrael, and the reason why Balakar Bilam was cause of his special Keach Kala, and that was with the Ayin Ra, the Ayin Ra was able to be Shoilit on people and be able to, through that, to be Mekalo. But he saw when he came to curse Klal Yisrael, he saw that they were Mesuviv, they were surrounded by Anonim, he saw they were protected by clouds. He decided that he's saying the he's going to decide he's going to raise his view and going to go over the clouds, so to speak, in order to penetrate and get his Riyah and in order to be Shailit his Ayin Ra on Klal Yisrael. That's why it started off with that he's saying it. But nevertheless, the Pasuk says he saw something that stopped him. In other words, L'chari, he found a way to penetrate beyond the protective clouds of Klal Yisrael, but he saw something that stopped him. What did he see? Says the Pasuk. Vayar Yisrael es Yisrael Sheikhin L'Shvatav. Atiel of Ruach Elikim. What does it mean? Vayar Yisrael Sheichem L'Shvatav brings Rashi. So Rashi Sheichem L'Shvatav represents two things. First of all, Ruach Kol Shevet V'Shevet Sheichem La'atzmei V'Enem Uravim. First thing was he saw that the Yud Bei Shvatim of Klal Yisrael, each one, although they were very close to each other, each one was in his own place, in his own square cubicle, so to speak, his own territory, and they weren't intermingling. They weren't mishmash. There was no mixture of the different campings of the Shvatim. That was one thing. Secondly, Rosh Ein Pischem Chubanim Zeh Keneged Zeh. He saw Kinnirin. This means even within each shevet, within each encampment, he saw that each the doors of the tents weren't opened to each other. They weren't looking back and forth to what was in the other person's tent. Vatiel of Ruach Elikim. Rashi says because of this, what he saw, Allah Beliba Shleil Kalim. This stopped him. He was ready, and he was ready to penetrate his Ayin Ra. He was ready to be Mekalo Klal Yisrael. To curse and therefore in a certain way destroy a certain part of Klal Yisrael, cause great destruction to Klal Yisrael. But this stopped him. He saw this amazing sight. Sheichem l'shvatav atiel of ruach alekim. Rashi's mitzayin the Gemara Bavasa. Gemara Bavasa adds on that Bilam went off bespilus. He said, "Ruim halolu shetishra lehem shchina." When he saw this matziv of sheichem l'shvatav and Rosh Ein Pischem mechubanim zeh keneged zeh, he said, "Oh, it's ruim lishem shchina." And that was why Allah believed Bishleik Halim. And then eventually this evolved that he taka said, Ma toivu alecha Yaakov. Rashi in Mababasa, some of the Samach over there explained, Rashi in Maramis that, in the Hemshech of the Parsha, the Ma toivu alecha Yaakov, famous Ma toivu alecha Yaakov, which we say every day, that is Ken Mechuvin, is parallel to this, the Sheikhin Bishvatav, the oil in Meklayasol, the way, situation, how they were situated, that they were not Muravim Zebezeh. And they weren't Pischein Kenevgezeh. That was caused Bilam his spilus. He said, Ruyim Elu Lishashchina Benem. And that's what stopped him, why he wasn't able to Mekal Klal Yisrael. We have to explain what is the grace of spilus here and why did this protect him from the Klala. Chari, you can mazbin the following way. What is the Mail of Sheikh Meshvatav? Mail of Sheikh Meshvatav, Shein Muravim Zebezeh. Each Shevet Shevet Sheikh Ma'atma Ven Muravim Zebezeh. It means the following. Klal Yisrael was good Bei Shvatim. We find in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, the Klal Yisrael, there was the Golem. The Ramban explains each Degel, each flag, it had a different color, and that color was compatible, it was parallel to the different Kleichas and Nefesh that each one of the Shvatim have. There are Yud Bei Shvatim, Yud Bei Mahalchim, 12 individual ways, 12 very different ways, each one separately, the way they serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And each one, Mechuvin connected to his Mahalach, he had a different color in the flag, and he actually had a different color in the choshen, different stone. Although they had Yud Bey's different mahalchim, but they still retained the mahalach. 12 different shvatim that are camped pretty close in proximity to each other. However, they weren't muravim zebazeh. What does this mean? This is a tremendous mile of Klal Yisrael, and Bilam saw something and it was of the like. He saw it with a godly trait, and he said, "Ruyim elu shetishrem shchina." This is something you don't find by the goyim. What's the mile? In general, when you have 12 different mahalchim, each one so different, and each one, this is who he is, This is what defines him, and he thinks this is the best, this is the correct way. And generally, it causes that there's a tremendous amount of intermingling. Each one, each person, and each shevet, naturally, the natural tendency and the natural connection would be that there would actually be each one to go out of his boundary and enter the other person's set of territory. And I think it's really in two ways, in a two-way street. First of all, when someone's so different than other ways, and I have my mahalach, I'm Hasidish, you're Sfardish, you're Litvish, you're Heimish, each one has their mahalach, everyone has, this one's this yeshiva, this one's that yeshiva, the different mahalachim. Very often this causes the need for a person, for each shevet, to flaunt what they have, and so to speak, prove to the other side that they're better than them. Yeah. They want to show off their koichas. In mitzad sheni, you very often feel from the other way, the other side, you feel threatened by the other person. When I see the other person shevet, what he's showing to me, I feel threatened. That gufa causes me to want to show and prove what I have is right to the other person. You know, ma'isim b'chol yom, always point out a person, if you see this, sitting by a table and someone's discussing his mahalach halimud, or his yeshiva, they have a certain way, they go very fast. You're sitting inside, and your yeshiva does exactly the opposite, your magachir does the opposite. How many people could sit there and not feel the need to fight, disprove him, and show him? That's muravim zebezeh, that would be the matzim muravim zebezeh. I would feel the need to flaunt and take what I have and bring it into the other person's territory. This is mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni also, there's also the tremendous need for the other person to feel like he wants to see what's going on by Yenem. Besides, I want to flaunt what I have. I want to crawl into the other person. I want to see what Yenem has. I am a little jealous he might have something better than me. First of all, I want to see what he has and maybe imitate him or maybe try to take it for myself. And also, I like to see what he thinks of me. I want to try to get a sneak view and maybe figure out what he wants. These are all different versions and many different pratim in a matzav will be muravim zeh lazeh. I enter the other person's territory. I sneak. I have my head. I have one ear a little bit into the other person's world, into his square, into his cubicle. Klal Yisrael was the opposite. Klal Yisrael was kol shevet v'shevet shoichim l'shvatav. Each shevet was by itself. This takes a tremendous comfortability, shlemus, that each one felt that they were doing the fullest. And when you're shalem with what you have, when you're connecting, you're wholesome with what you have, you don't feel threatened. Firstly, you don't feel threatened by the other side. You don't feel challenged in the need to disprove him and flaunt what you have. And secondly, you don't feel jealous and you don't feel that you need to know what they're thinking of you. You don't need his approval necessarily. I know what I have and I know my kliks and I know I'm doing the best I'm doing. I have a certain shlemus. This is the matzav of Shoichim L'Shvatav. Kinnira the second is as further. The malach of Rosh Ein Pesachim Mechuven Sekezeh is already within each shevet. Within each shevet, that they already have the whole malach, but there's also a tendency at least to look a little bit into the other person's tent. No, even within each shevet, Ein Pesachim Mechuven Sekezeh, they were so wholesome. Each one was so lived in his olama, in his private world. Each one was so shalem with his chelkai, was so sameach b'chelkai, was so clear. This is my world. He stepped in his path, Shasali, Kol Tzarki. He didn't look b'chlal. He wasn't looking b'chlal at the other person's tent. He wasn't looking at anything. This was an unbelievable maila. Bilam saw was a godly maila. This is something that is kamat not found. This was a spilus. Bilam said, Ruim elu shetisha shechina me'alecha. Atiel av ruach elekim zokrashi, ala b'liba shlo l'kalim. We'll discuss that in a second. But this led eventually to the spilus of matoivu alecha yakut. Bilam, instead of being mekal them, we mevarach them. This is the amazing matzav of Klal Yisrael. Let's add on a little bit more. Why is this? Why does this protect them from klala? What it gives the ability to be koil, to be mekal? The Chaim HaKadosh over here is Merames. This is Mavur. It was the koyach of the Ayin Ra of Bilam. He had a tremendous Ayin Ra. The Mishnah says Bilam had shloisha dvarim Ayin Ra. One of them was Ayin Ra, Shkavoya, Ruach Kavoya, Nefesh Ruchava. But Ayin Ra, he had Ayin Ra. The morale over there in his Pirush and Ovitz, he says that these three things are mechuvin connected another mission of it. Kina taiva covered mitzina sa'adam min olam. The morale says that ayin ra is parallel to kina. Kina is mitzina adam from min olam. And here, this is the idea. This is the mafteach to understand why what protects a person from kina, from ayin ra. Kina is mitzina sa'adam min olam. The mission says, what does it mean from the olam? There's many different translations. What olam? One of the pshatim is Oila means your oilama, your world. Everyone has their world. Some people are not living in their own world. They're always looking over their shoulder. They're always flaunting, we said, from two sides. I'm flaunting what I have to the other person, and I'm looking for the other person's approval. I'm trying to sneak from the other person. Many people, they're not living in their own world. Kinah is the midah more than any other thing, is a person's inability to appreciate what he has. He is sick with envy. His envy is because he is not appreciated. He doesn't have the ability to live in his world, to live his essence, to live who he is, and realize what he has is perfect for him. No one can ever take what he has, and he doesn't need what anyone else has. This is kinah. Klal Yisrael, when a person has a problem with the meat of kinah, he's not living in the olam, he's liable, and he's exposed, he's susceptible, he's vulnerable to an ayin hara. Nira and ayin hara, even if a person wants to be meshpein ayin hara, the Seder of Adesla already says, he can't just place in you an ayin hara. Only if you're not living totally in your world. If you're living totally in your world, if you don't step out of your boundaries, a person can't be mashpiyon in ayin hara. Klal Yisrael, Bilam saw, they were shoychen l'shvatov in an amazing and almost godly way. They were totally 12, a full nation, 12 shvatim, all of them were totally shoychen l'shvatov. Each one was living in their world. They were rid of kinna. They were rid, and they were above of this whole idea of with the whole, everyone's running after each other, they're intermingled, everyone is running to his other territories, looking at the other over the shoulders, bumping into the other person, flaunting, and threatening the other person's world. Klal Yisrael was exact opposite. Everyone was exactly in the olam. They were protected 100%. They were mugan. They were shielded from the ayin hara. This is the depth. All of ruach, the of ruach, all of beliba shalei lekalam. He saw that he can't touch them. And he was, this is one of the tremendous milas of Klal Yisrael, and it's supposed to be a Yiddish Azach that we have to try to emulate. We're approaching the Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks, which we focus on the morning of the Beis HaMikdash. The Moridik Yavort is connected to the Nekud that we just spoke about. Rabbi Yankov Chmanetsky and Emes Yaakov, the beginning of Sefer HaMidbar. This is the Moridik Yavort. The beginning of Sefer HaMidbar starts with the Degolim. Perfect Rabbi Yankov, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu only create the Degolim, the different flags from the different encampments? Why didn't he do it right after they left Mitzrayim? Why did he wait after the Mishkan? Dr. Bianca, because the Degolim, like we mentioned, they're coming to emphasize, accentuate the different Mahalchim each one has a different color. It's very dangerous because it can cause period, like we said, it can cause to be Ma'avim Zebezeh. You need something sensual. You need something that you have in this world, something sensual. The ability for each one to be Sholem, even in with being so close proximity to another person, requires that we have something that unites us. There's something we know, we have all our own way, but we're all in our own way, we're connecting around something central to us, the Mishkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here in this world, and he's Sheikhin in this world. So that gives the ability to us to unite us and allow us to taka, hold the Yiddish Mahalach of Sheikhin L'Shvatov, and Rosh Ein Pischem L'Chulavim Zeh K'neged Zeh. That's the ability of the Mishkan. We have to have this in mind. This is one of the things that we're yearning so much for the Mikdash. I mean, the difficulty of retaining the Sholem and the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, this is one of the major things. Fighting against the Kina, that's Moitzias Odom and Oilam. Fighting against that Netia to be Muravim Zebezeh and Liras Pischem Shavere. This is one of the things we have to try to do even before the Mishkan. We have to try to work each one as we could, but this is definitely an extra special Bakosha, Chavon that we have, and we Mavakish for the Beis HaMikdash. You want back to be that matzah, that unbelievable matzah of Matoivu Oyalecha Yasser. Rosh, Akol Sheva, Sheikh, and Sheikh, and Atzmoy, Ve'inim Rov, and Rosh, Ein Pischem, Chavon, and Zek, and Neged Zek. Good Shabbos.